You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I was at the International Council of Shopping Centers Conference in Orlando. It's an annual event. I've been going for, oh my God, I'm going to say it, 30 years. It's been great. I've watched it grow. We're on our third venue, Grand Cypress to the Gaylord, and now the Convention Center, and my gosh, it gets bigger every year. There was a difference, though, this year. A lot of my friends aren't going anymore as the crowd gets younger. Oh, man, that's the truth. The crowd's getting younger. You need to be young to do that leasing and the office space stuff, but there's a lot of senior principals that are there, and I go talk to them all. They're all my friends, and we catch up, and we talk about the retail development business, and let's talk about what's changed. What's changed is Publix isn't building so many stores. Now the big dog is Walmart, and you got all kinds of Walmart, supercenters, grocery stores. We do a lot of them at our shop. We buy them, we sell them, we finance them, we give them preferred equity. We're the Walmart experts, and that's a good thing. We also do a bunch of financing for some of the other big box retailers that are expanding like Ross. So you got to find a good location, a good developer, get the right tenants, and you are going to go to town because retail is hot if it's done right. But some of the centers, they're going to lose some tenants to the internet. So you got that big, long vacancy that's going to start happening in the big centers in Broward County. You go, what do you do there? I say, townhomes, buddy. Those are great real estate locations for residential or also medical office. And what we're going to see more and more is as traffic gets worse, people aren't going to drive 7 or 10 miles away to go someplace. They're going to stay right there in their little vertically integrated neighborhood. And so you're seeing more of that. You're seeing the different stores come around. That's why Walmart's doing smaller stores so they can get into those neighborhoods. And what's going to happen? Well, I can guarantee you one thing. I'll tell you what's going to decide this. The people with capital and the people with demand. Because when the demand meets the capital, that's when it gets built. Doesn't matter the product type. Right now, it's retail. And Dade County, Broward County, and Palm Beach County, to a lesser degree, under retail. There's going to be more and more retail, but you're going to see fewer mom and pops. Mom and pops today are like salt and pepper. They just used to spice up these real estate deals a little bit. You like that, didn't you? I got an audience today. AJ stuck around. So yeah, it's like salt and pepper. It spices up the real estate deals, maybe a little garlic and salsa on occasion. And so that's what's going on. And you're seeing all these new development nodes coming in. Delray, downtown Delray, Atlantic, did some deals up there back in the day and going to do some more. But I've been going there for 20 or 30 years and you wouldn't recognize the place. Mom and pop are being driven off Atlantic Avenue, going up to the pineapple deal up there just a little bit north because they just can't afford the on-street rents anymore, and they got to go to the side streets. But if you're a local tenant with a local following, people will find you if you've got good service and a good product. So other things that are changing is the nature of the jobs at these retailers, because I'll tell you, it used to be that the person that was the most important person was the greeting person that came up and met you. No more. No more. Now the most important person is the one getting your stuff out of the truck. The person that's delivering what you ordered on the internet. And oh, by the way, I take my iPad in. I can shop on the iPad while I'm walking through the store. Must be turning these people's eyeballs red seeing that with anger. They must not be too happy. D, how much time do I have? I'm ranting and rolling here. All right. Oh, I got a lot of time left. What's another thing that's important? Well, it's differentiating the different shopping centers and areas. And how do you do that? With the experience. I talked a little bit about the salt and pepper of mom and pop. Well, that's what helps add the experience. And we've got other people talking about bringing a new experience here. The Gramazian brothers are talking about bringing this new big shopping center up by the county line, Dade-Broward line on the Dade County side. And what's that going to do? I don't really think it's going to do anything except maybe extend the stay of the visitors here and maybe give Jim and Vivian and other folks that live here someplace nice to go occasionally. I don't see us going there every day the way we go to Publix or every once in a while the way we go to Target. But once in a while, once a year, go skiing and go on the motorboats and go pick up a couple of souvenirs and have a day of it in the air conditioning. Heck yeah, I'm down for that. I think it's going to be good. And I don't really think it's going to do anything to hurt any of the other malls out there. I don't think that Sawgrass Mills has anything to worry about. And what else is going on? placemaking. That's what they called the differentiation in the experiences. They also call it placemaking. And you can see the evolution of placemaking at places like Lincoln Road. Lincoln Road's gone from the mom-and-pop antique stores to the fancy local entrepreneur-driven stuff. And now it's changing again. You're not going to really see Papyrus out there. You're going to see The Gap. And The Gap is there. They're not going to be paying the rent to sell clothes. They're going to be paying that high rent for advertising. It's a place. What they're doing is they're now using these high street retail locations. The fancy, my God, did I just say high street retail for Miami? I did. All these fancy retail places that we used to not be able to get anything, now you can get everything. You can get stuff from stores. I don't even know what they sell. And oh my gosh, only three more minutes. Well, I'm going to start wrapping up, but I still got a little more to talk about the shopping center show. So it was big. We saw everybody. I want to thank Gray Robinson for the great coffee they have every year. But all my friends were there, and they're all talking about one thing. They've got a lot of capital, and they're having a tough time finding deals, which is interesting because Florida is the expansion state. It's supposed to be hot here. But when you go outside Florida, it's kind of soft. In places that aren't called Raleigh, that aren't called Atlanta, that aren't called Dallas or Houston, it's still a little slow out there in the southeastern United States. And so the retailers are always looking for opportunity, and they're not going to cannibalize their stores, but they are going to start putting them closer to each other as this urbanized city-state vertically integrated, Mike Fay calls it donut concept, continues to come into four. And that's what I learned at the ICSE this year. Now, I want to thank all of the people that make the show possible. Of course, the first person I want to thank is AJ. She stuck it out the whole time, providing me with positive energy and great interest. And thank you so much for that, AJ. And What is AJ? AJ is a CCIM. I want to thank Frank and the CCIMs. Stay tuned. We're going to be doing a lot of really cool things with the CCIMs coming up. We've got their annual event coming up this winter as well. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, thank you to them. Early Shears, capitalizing those deals. Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineered Tax Services, welcome to the show, guys. I want to thank, of course, Warren Henry and UHealth, our mainstays. I want to thank Kind Snacks and Tarek Maddox, Social Media 305, and Espresso Marketing. But the people that I want to give the most thanks to are you, our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. And you go, what show? I go, 6-year anniversary next year, everybody. 6 years because of you, 6-year anniversary. And that's what I want to do. I want to thank you. So next year, we'll have a lot of special guests on for our 6-year anniversary. We'll be on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think you know by now, I just love to do this. Now, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The person that doesn't want to do something better get out of my way. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. I butchered that, but it was fun. D, it's all yours. No, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, it's a big crowd today. Thank you so much. Jim, I don't know.